Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome back to the regular edition of the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast. It is Monday, the 2nd of March. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. With me today, I have the lovely and talented Bob, Dr. Maclovitus. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. I don't think I've ever been called lovely.
Well,
thank you.
That's a deficiency on society's part. I don't know what's going on there.
You are too kind.
So what I wanted to sit and chat with you about today is your latest piece up at Mac Observer about notes and about kind of in particular its relationship with Evernote.
Absolutely. And it's not my latest anymore. Brian was behind. I think he posted two more columns since then. But
oh, okay.
It's still worth reading, and so are all the other ones. So Evernote, a long time ago, I used to use an app called Stickies.
Yes.
Not from Apple, right? Yeah, from, I forget what they were called, but they're gone, and so is that product. And it became something else that was good for a while, and then it kind of sucked. And the thing was, I just need an app. And I've tried probably a dozen of them to throw stuff into so I can find it later. So it's not in a folder some random place on a disk. So Evernote became that thing probably 8 or 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just have kept throwing stuff in. I've got probably 7,000 items in there now. And I pay for the premium package because it's got a bunch of things that work for me. So like unlimited cloud storage, 60 megabytes is what you get for free, or 10 gigabytes in the premium. And I never used that, but I did use the 60 megs. Two devices versus unlimited devices. So premium lets me have it on all my devices, which is
important.
A showstopper. Yeah, that's the reason it's in Evernote. You know, I could throw it all on a Dropbox folder, but that would cost me a few bucks a month, too.
Yes.
So this was a good solution. And for $7 a month or $8 a month or $69.99 a year, I could live with it because it worked. And it really isn't a bad program. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't use 90% of the premium features.
Right.
The one I use is being able to access everything everywhere. And I use their OCR sometimes on PDFs. But I've been playing with notes a lot since I wrote this book called Catalina for Dummies. So I spent a lot of quality time with Catalina last summer.
Yes.
And I started to think, you know, maybe I could just use notes to throw all this stuff in and not pay $70 a year for premium Evernote. So the thing I do the most is clip stuff from my web browser and capture it, not a link, because links go away.
Yes.
But the whole contents of the page, so I can refer to it later, and I can find it by searching for a phrase or a word.
I use this all the time in Evernote. I'm a huge Evernote user. I've got like 5,000-ish notes. And it's everything. Like pictures of things, or
recipes,
notes of things, or PDFs, or like a digital version of all the manuals for all the junk at my house.
Yes, I have a category called user manuals, and they're all in there because I can never find them if they're on hard copy.
Right, and I also have a separate notebook for everything at my house, because then, like, I just find the manual for the refrigerator and go to the hardware store and go, I need a water filter for this, you know, or whatever. And then I don't have to know which one it is or anything.
You're more obsessive than me. All of mine go in use work, home, car, you know, it's all user manuals. I'll find it.
Well, I got lucky because we moved in here, and I've only lived here 8 years and I still call it the new house. When we moved into this house, we had an extended period of time to move in. So I had a chance to go like measure all the rooms and all the lights and, you know, how many light sockets and all the kind of stuff that you always wish you had and then don't have. And the one tip I give everybody with Evernote, and you should do this in notes if you're not using Evernote and you're using notes for all of this, go to your furnace, and the size of your furnace filter, put it in notes. Put your furnace filter and then the measurement.
What's a furnace?
Well, and if you live in a place where those are a thing, it's a thing that you have to replace once or twice a year, and No one ever knows which one it is. So this is how you know always.
That's a good thing.
And so, this is the thing I do all the time.
I have a picture of the little tag that's on the, you know, that's got the dimensions.
Yep.
In my favorites on in photos.
Yep. And I have the stuff like that. Yeah. And I have pictures of like the sticker on the back of the TV and the back of my monitor and all those kinds of things for whenever I need to get that information. And I just think about it once.
You're more obsessive than I am.
No, you know what it is that I always want that information and I don't have it. And it's not something I'm going to carry around in my brain, but I carry around my phone all the time. So it could go in my phone.
I know.
Yeah.
So you were talking about the web clipper.
Which I use all the time.
It was one of the reasons I got Evernote and continued to use it, because it was so easy to suck stuff out of a web browser and have it saved faithfully so that it looked right and you could read it. And you know, copying and pasting doesn't really work on web pages, right?
No.
So, this web clipper was kind of the solution, but then Apple started doing the share sheet everywhere.
Yes.
And pretty soon they added notes to the share sheet. And so now, right in Safari, you can just share a page into notes. It's got fewer bells and whistles. I can't save it as a, what are all those options in the clipper?
Oh, with some of the content and,
Or just the article or bookmark or screenshot. Mm-hmm. Or full page screenshot. I mean, I don't need all that. All I need is to throw it into a repository so I can look at it later. And so notes might work. I haven't switched yet, and I don't know that I'm going to, but I have 11 months before I have to pay $70 more.
Yes.
And over that time, I will figure out whether or not I can live with notes or whether $70 is a small price to pay for having everything everywhere. But I think notes will do it, and I'm already buying 2 gigs of storage. I think that's the most you can get from iCloud, and I don't have that much stuff. It's a couple gigs, gigs, but you know, I could trim it. But if I go, if I do convert to notes, I'm going to do house cleaning and throw away all of the 10-year-old receipts and stuff that you know I saved and don't need and will never need. So I've never done that. I've never cleaned my collection. That's one of those things that I just can't. I can never find time for because it's such a dumb thing to spend an hour doing.
Like
I could go through there and clean it up, but then I'll be agonizing over, do I need that? Might I ever need that again? So I figure I'm going to just bulk delete. I'm going to sort out the stuff that I know I want to save and export it and then just chunk the rest. And
now,
that'll slim me down to the point where I can use iCloud for, you know, decades before I hit their 2 terabyte limit.
Now, I think, you know, initially...
I said gigabytes before, by the way. I meant terabytes.
Initially, I think what drew me to Evernote was that it was one of the first... it came out hot on the heels of the App Store release for iPhones. So it was like 2008-ish, 2009-ish. And I remember it being one of the first apps that said, we can put all your stuff on all your stuff. And at the time, that was basically an act of revolution. Like there really wasn't Dropbox at that point that was doing that reliably everywhere. You know, Notes certainly didn't do... any of that stuff at the time.
The whole idea of all my stuff everywhere didn't even come into, I don't think, existence until around 2008 or later. No, it's so, like you weren't carrying around devices capable of doing that until...
Right.
And even the first couple iPhones, maybe not. But once the iPhone got legs under it and an App Store... Yeah, you're right. It was like the Holy Grail. I want everything everywhere. And now I have that.
Yeah.
And I might be able to have it for free. I'll let you know in less than 11 months.
Well, the thing that I first remember about being able to sync anything between devices is that reliable is not a word I would apply to that experience.
To what?
Syncing anything like between my phone and my computer, especially over the air. There was no iPad yet. So it was your phone and your Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and can you put
the two things to make them sync right?
But
that was even a small, now you don't even think about the fact that all of your notes or all of your Evernotes are on your phone, even though you didn't put them there.
Right.
You know, if you saved it into Evernote, it's on your phone in about 5 more minutes. Yep.
Yeah,
same thing
that.
With iCloud, though.
Yes.
iCloud is way reliable. My calendars, you know, everything
now.
That sits on. Yeah. But I can't imagine it's going to be worse than Evernote going
no,
forward.
No, no, no. But initially, so, that's what I mean, is no, initially, again, like, I remember people going, oh, sorry I didn't get back to you, but, like, you know, my contact syncing failed and I don't recognize your phone number, so I didn't know who's texting me.
I also remember buying the biggest iPhone so I could at least have all my music with me.
Yeah.
Which now is such a quaint concept because I have almost no music on my phone now.
Oh, I still do.
I have 50 million songs in my library. but I don't have that. I don't save that much to the phone. You know, before I go on a trip, I'll suck down a few albums maybe. But
yeah.
I usually listen to books or podcasts when I travel. That's like catch up on spoken word content. And so
okay.
I don't listen to music that much on an airplane or
well, I end up
or whatever.
I end up in places with low cell reception, so I still sync a fair amount of music to my phone. But like initially syncing was not great. And like over the air syncing in particular, plugging your phone into iTunes, even though it wasn't great, was at least, very clear about success or failure. So it was very easy to tell, like, yes, my contacts got munched. I have to redo it, whatever. Over the air wasn't great. And so I just got out of that habit. Like, I would let it sync my contacts. I regularly back them up someplace else. And that was really about it. And I've slowly, like, I'll let mail do what mail wants to do. And I'll let contacts do what contacts wants to do. And those kind of things seem okay most of the time. Those things are reliable things now, but they did not used to be. And so I was very much in the habit of, if I have weird blobs of information that I want to make sure I can access whatever screen of mine I am in front of, it was Evernote. Because Evernote was the only one that seemed to be able to handle that. And I kept hearing from people rumblings here and there, especially I think with iOS 12 was the last wave of this, was like, no, really, you guys look at notes. It's not sucky now. And there was a point where you couldn't say that. So I've just sort of muscle memoried into not using some of those other things. And it sounds like notes might be a place to might be one of those things that I kind of need to take another look at.
I would definitely. If you use the Evernote Clipper a lot, mm-hmm. see if you can live with the limited feature set of the share sheet, you know?
Okay.
Try the share sheet. And I haven't done it yet. I mean, I did it a few times to see if it worked, but I haven't really tried to live in notes. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to, but the first thing I want to do is try some exports and imports and see how that process works and what breaks. And then once I've got a kind of a handle on whether or not it's going to be a pain to move the existing stuff, then I'll start using it and thinking about whether I can live with, this feature or that. I think it's going to be an ordeal, you know, with how many, I'm looking at my, so I have 6,442 notes in Evernote. So one way or the other, I'm either going to have to do a lot of cleaning or a lot of, I'm not sure how the export works. I have a feeling it's not going to be as clean as just saying, you know, move these 6,000 items into notes. But there may be a way. I haven't done the research yet.
Okay.
And there's this new thing called the internet that's just so cool for doing research like this.
I don't know. I heard it's a fad and it's never going to last.
Oh, man, my Google foo is strong.
I am hopeful about this. I will give you the tip for Evernote that I give my family with contacts, because a lot of my family, when they moved to a smartphone, they had, you know, like a flip phone or a feature phone before. So all you really had for a contact was like a name and a phone number. And so sometimes you had to put in the name like Bob Cell, Bob Home, Bob Work, whatever. And so what I always recommend to them is go in, log in and sit down and clean up your contacts, but do it one letter at a time. So like do A And just all you have to commit to is I'm going to clean up everything in A right now. And it can't be that many. So clean up A and then you're done. And then like if you're on a hot streak, you want to do B and C, maybe D. Go for it.
Idea.
But well, just start. So if you
that goes back to one of the basic principles of working smarter for Mac users.
Uh-huh.
And that is when you have a big foreboding task sitting in front of you, break it into bite-sized chunks and finish a chunk.
Yeah.
Because once you get started, it's not so bad, but it's looking at it and going, oh my God, I've got 6,442 notes to go through.
Yeah.
Well, that would work. I could sort them by alphabetical.
Well, you're inspiring me to clean mine up, and I'm going to break them out by year. So I'm going to do like a year at a time, like 6 months at a time.
That's probably better.
And
because the stuff that's 10 years old, and my stuff goes back over 10 years.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm going
to
do.
10 years old is very likely not to be necessary anymore. I think I could do that pretty quickly through the probably until about 2014 or 15.
Yeah. You know, I told you I have a house notebook. I probably still have one for my previous house, and I don't need to know how many light fixtures or any of that kind of stuff were in the house that I don't live in anymore. So that's probably some stuff I can clean out for sure. I'm going to just start with the oldest and start kind of chunking forward. If nothing else, I will have Evernote lean and mean. And then when I find out from you what the import export process looks like, or I guess in this case, export from Evernote, import into notes process looks like, then I'll be able to find out more and figure out how to make that as smooth as possible. That sounds like a good idea.
While we were talking, I experimented. My first experiment was an utter failure. I tried to import a folder. I tried to export a folder of notes from Evernote. It only offers two formats, Evernote XML and HTML.
Okay.
I tried HTML thinking, well, that's a standard.
Right.
So, and then when I imported it, garbage.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm going to wait for you to
not work.
I will wait for you to throw yourself on that importing hand grenade. But also a thing.
Need to do some research.
Of course. But I do want to point out to people who maybe don't know. And again, I don't remember what iteration of iOS this came with, but it was recent. So it might've been 12. There's a lot more that you can do with notes now besides put a little blob of text. You can open one up and draw on it. So if you're an Apple Pencil user or a stylus user, you know, in some way, you can scribble out a little diagram of that thing, whatever it is. Or you can put in a table. You can add a checklist.
Yeah.
You can just import an image. Like here's the photo I took, you know, to go back to my example. Here's the photo I took of the furnace filter. I don't even have to type anything.
And you can attach stuff.
Yeah. So
including maps, websites, audio, video, documents. So
yeah, so there's a lot you can do with
it. Pretty close to the Evernote feature set as far as what you can throw at it and how you can organize it. It doesn't have tags, I don't think.
That I don't remember, but I do know
that I think it does.
The search is pretty fantastic. So if there's anything in the note that you know how to retrieve, that's a very easy way to do it. And also it's gotten a lot more capable aside from syncing being much more reliable than it used to be. Like I said, there's lots of different types of things that you can put in there. Bob mentioned a few and
it comes with a scanner. If you own an iPhone, you just, you know, choose your iPhone as the scanner.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's fantastic. So, Bob, once you figure out what the import looks like, we will talk to you more about this in the future.
I have this book I need to finish in March, and it's kind of on my to-do list for when the important thing is done.
Yes.
For now, I can't start projects like that. They're rabbit holes for me.
Oh, no, I know.
So
I get
I'm making a list. I've got a long list of things that need to be done as soon as I finish this book.
All right. Then we will talk to you after the book is done. And I wanted to thank you very much for coming by today.
Thank you for having me. And I'll invite me back anytime, even without Charlotte.
Poor Bob on the show by himself.
It was
today.
Still fun. Well, I've
I'm
never
glad.
Been on your show before without Charlotte.
I
felt kind of insecure about
it's okay.
it. But it worked out. But maybe next time.
we got through it together. Awesome. If you have tips about notes or importing from Evernote, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter and leave comments in the show notes. I am your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.